This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So reports come out that a third of us in the U.S. are using cleaning materials incorrectly. We're still bleaching our food. We're still maybe over-sanitizing. And I saw something the other day that I've discussed this on air multiple times, but nobody's doing anything about it. So I think I need to make a bigger deal about it because not a lot of people are paying attention. So I'm at this restaurant, and there's a couple families together. Because it's like a table of 14 that was like next to us. And there was a bunch of kids, and there was a few parents. And one of the mommies was talking to the kids. Apparently they all got like a, now we have paper menus. So when I waited tables, you had to like clean the menus off after each use or every night or whatever. Now because of COVID, all these restaurants have paper menus. So apparently one of the kids who had their own crayons was starting to draw on the menu. And so the mommy was going to, you know, start to yell at the kid. Now, by the way, I'm not eavesdropping. Okay, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you're also a mommy, you are completely allowed to listen to what another mommy says to her kid. It's like in the rules. And I guess the reason why is we mommies have like radar pings. And in animal kingdoms and circles, other mommies have to make sure kids don't hurt themselves. So if I see a little kid start to run outside, I'll chase after that kid and go, okay, your mommy's going to whoop your butt. You know, if she sees you do this, get over there. So we mommies kind of have this code where, you know, our radar is kind of peaked. So it's actually okay to listen to another mommy's conversation with their kid. It's not okay to listen to two lovers or a husband and wife, then you're not supposed to listen. But if it's like a mommy issue, we mommies are all about it because we're like, okay, you know, this mommy right here is setting down this law, this protocol, which means all of us now have this duty because we're kind of within this radius to make sure that kid follows. It's just this code that we pick up instinctively. So I'm not eavesdropping. I'm just radaring, picking this up. And I guess the kids started drawing the menus, and the food server says, don't worry about it. We throw them out anyway. So, and they're like real big, pretty paper menus, really nice stock. And so after, I guess, everybody decided what they were going to eat, one of the kids asked one of their mommies, do you want me to take all the menus and throw them out? And the mommy's like, fine. So you see this kid take all these big pieces of paper and just kind of crunch it up. And I'm just hearing the tree scream in the back of my mind going, oh my gosh, you know, we just lost this whole tree because of that one party. And then you heard one of the mommies go, all right, everybody go to the bathroom, wash your hands. So the kids don't all go all together because it's a small bathroom. So they go and they wash their hands. And I'm kind of watching this. I'm like, gosh, they're taking a long time. And you know how kids wash their hands, right? The faucet's running and running and running. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're supposed to conserve water. So I'm timing this. And they're like taking about 20 minutes for everybody to go wash their hands. So you're thinking about all the water. And you're like, all right, well, you know, that's what we have to do for COVID. Then I'm done eating. And I'm not really interested anymore in that party of 14. So I decide to go. And I'm outside, and there's like a quarter mile long line of cars that are waiting to pick up their eats. I don't know if they were Uber Eats or if they were just people waiting to do curbside. And because it's like 111 degrees, these people are sitting there in the heat. And so they're idling their car with their air conditioning. So I'm smelling all this exhaust, you know, and I had a mask on. So for me to smell exhaust, you know that that sort of cloud, there was some sort of toxic emissions cloud right there. And then as I get into my car, I see a couple walk out of the Target with a whole bunch of red and white Target plastic bags, okay? So I'm looking at this, and this is exactly opposite what we did a year ago. I learned to shut off the car because of emissions. We're trying to save on paper. We're not supposed to be running around with plastic. We're supposed to be conserving water. And so, you know, I guess clean is the new green. I haven't seen any go green. I haven't seen any of that. Now, the EPA did come up with a product last month, a new sort of Lysol that's supposed to kill germs. And I think it's supposed to be environmentally friendly. I don't know if anybody's been able to buy it. I don't even know the brand name. I'm going to have to look it up. So somebody's trying to kind of nip this in the bud, but I'm looking right now at Generation Alpha. These are the kids that are under 10 years old, right, that were born in 2010. And Alpha's from 2010 to 2025. And these kids have been trained very, very well and basically proselytized to know that we have to be green. Okay? We don't waste paper. We don't use plastic. We use our recyclable totes. We don't waste water. We protect the environment. We don't go for plastic. And, you know, we don't, like I said, you know, we don't try to do anything that could affect the environment. And all of a sudden now, they are seeing mom and dad spray clouds of Lysol, Clorox, have water running all the time. Wash your hands again. Wash your hands again. We got to wash that again. Using paper plates, utensils. And are we trying to train the new generations to be green, or are we now just completely throwing it out the door, throwing it out the window, and in the name of COVID, going back to all the bad habits we've had? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but in the bathroom, right, a lot of us will take paper towel. We don't like the hand dryers. We actually prefer the paper towels because you could take a paper towel, open up the door without touching the door, and then I will pitch it into the garbage. Some just drop it on the floor, but I like to make the basket because I don't want to litter. All right, well, I thought we were trying to move towards away from paper towels. Now, people just want it because they don't want to touch each other's germs. So I find it very, very fascinating how the pendulum could swing so much, and I don't hear anybody talking about going green or trying to protect the environment with all this. And I get it. We're going through a public health crisis, but I don't think this public health crisis is ending anytime soon. I think we're going to be COVIDizing for the next couple years. So if it's all about plastic bags again and all about paper and all about car idling and using gallons of water, then somebody better figure out how to make this kind of copacetic with the environment. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel. Let's work at the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hate to say it, but I think my party days are over. I thought that would be the day I grew old if I wasn't partying. And I don't party. Right? Because I don't think I really ever partied. Yeah, I went to some fraternity parties and, you know, I think I might have. But, you know, when you go to college and then you're trying to get into medical school and you have to kind of support yourself through college and you're working multiple part-time jobs and then you're trying to get into medical school, so you kind of need really good grades. And I was trying to get like a 3.9 or a 3.85 or whatever the heck I needed minimum and then study for your MCAT. And then you're in medical school and you want to party because you're working so hard and, you know, it's a small class size and you want to be cool, but you stink and you smell of formaldehyde and everybody else stinks. And, you know, so you really don't party that much. But I have been to a couple parties in my life where, I mean, it was just lit. I mean, we are talking like wall-to-wall people and alcohol everywhere. And there would, you know, you couldn't find a cup, so you would just grab a cup and, you know, beer bongs. And it was beer bombs or whatever, but I don't even, whatever you call it. I don't even drink beer, but I would drink it there because that's what everybody did. And kind of a nice germ fest. But that's just what young people do, and that's where you go. And, you know, if you weren't there, it, you know, you kind of lost your hierarchy, you know, within the crowd. And it was just something that young people do. And young people need to party. It's just something that is a part of their DNA. If they party, they get to basically define and, you know, where their identity is or where they're stratified in terms of, you know, their social popularity, and that's how they meet people and whatever. So while all this COVID stuff is going on, all right, and all these lockdowns and shutdowns and don't gather more than 10 or 15 or 20 people, you got people in LA who are having parties, all right? And you know, to Mayor Garcetti's, well, I don't even want to say credit, maybe debit, you know, you really have a tough time telling people to not group up in groups of, or coalesce in 10s or 20s or convene a group of 50 when protests are going on. And when, you know, all sorts of other sort of big gatherings are happening, like, let's say, campaign speeches, and yet people want to have a party and they can't. So, you know, there's a little bit of a disparity there. Well, apparently now in L.A., if you do have a party and they think it's, quote-unquote, egregious, they're cutting your power and they're cutting your water. I don't know how long, but if they get a call that there's a party, it's not cops coming to your door anymore. It's we're just going to cut the power and cut the water. Now, why are they going to this length or this sort of, you know, degree of intervention? So basically there was a party in Mulholland. I don't know if you guys are kind of familiar with the valley and Mulholland Highway and in that area. Well, there's some mansions up there. And I guess there was this big, huge rave. I don't know. And it ended in gunfire. I think somebody got killed. And my guess is as the police forces are being defunded and they're being already diluted and stretched out, you know, with, you know, less resources, going to a party to shut it down because of COVID mandates puts them at risk. And so my guess is the reason why this move is happening is if you cut the power and you cut water, then the party will hopefully end. Now, I don't know what Mayor Garcetti's thinking, but a lot of the young people where I live, they just go to the desert and start a bonfire. They don't need power and water. They'll just start a fire out there. And, you know, I was just in Newport, and you could have little bonfires on the beach. They actually have now, I think they're gas. I don't think they're wood fires, but they have little areas where you could put a fire, have a fire out there on the beach, and because that's kind of what people do now, you know. So, but LA wants to keep people in check. I get they have huge spikes in cases, so for them to kind of threaten water and power being shut, you know, I could see how party's over. New York, on the other hand, is taking matters into their own hands as it comes to COVID, and they're doing checkpoints. Staten Island, certain areas where people come into the city, they're filling out paperwork. You know, kind of, I don't know if you've ever flown to Hawaii. You can't fly to Hawaii. They won't let you off the plane unless you fill out this form that you're not bringing animals or fruit or something. I don't know what the form is. I make Corey fill it out because I don't have my glasses and I can't read it. So I'm like, you just fill it out. And since we don't really eat a lot of fruit, right, most of what we have are like ding-dongs in the backpacks or whatever. I'm like, well, whatever, sign, whatever. And we're definitely not bringing the cats over there. So most states do have sort of restrictions. If you're going to come into our state, you're not going to be bringing things that's going to kind of ruin our whole ecosystem. So I get that. But with New York, that's some pretty serious stuff where now there's these checkpoints. And you have a lot of kind of discussion on, you know, are they turning communistic? Are they starting to become more of a police state? You know, what's going on? Why are they using resources when they're having huge skyrocketing crime rates, why are they using resources to do checkpoints? Well, New York probably realizes that COVID was kind of a bad thing, and they're not really surviving very well in lockdown mode. Governor Cuomo was offering to cook some of these rich people dinner if they came back, because he's worried a lot of people aren't going to come back, you know, after fleeing New York from COVID, because a lot of the wealthy people, you know, he said are the most mobile people on the planet, so, or on the globe. So, you know, why would they come back to New York and pay the high taxes when they're being taxed already to the gill? So, now New York wants to prevent people bringing COVID back. And they said a third of their cases were from out-of-towners. So I live in Nevada, so I'm a little nervous about us kind of doing something similar, because we in Nevada, we kind of need out-of-towners. All right. Most of us who live in Nevada, we have our local sites, and we know where to go, you know, to gamble or to play keno or play bingo or whatever. But we usually let the strip be for the tourists, right? Unless we want to see the tourists. You know, things are a little pricier on the strip. Things are a little fancier, schmancy. We don't need fancy. We just need our 99-cent shrimp cocktail. We're good. So if cities are now, and this isn't a new thing, we saw Montana, I think North Dakota, we've seen other states do this, where if you want to come to our state, you're going into quarantine for 14 days. This isn't anything new, but what is the actual quarantine? So if you have to go to New York for business, all right, what does that mean? Well, you have to quarantine for 14 days. Now, you are allowed to go and get food. You are allowed to do some essential things, like if you have to go to a doctor, but for the most part, they want your butt stuck in a hotel room. Now, the last time I stayed in New York, hotel rooms for a cheap little 400 square foot thing was about maybe $200-$300 a night. So I don't know if your quarantine hotel fees are covered. My guess is you're paying that. And then are you allowed to leave? So the logistics haven't really been made that public. What if you just want to go there for your two-day business trip and then get the heck out? Do you have to stay 14 days? And then what if you leave? All right, well, there's fines. If you violate any of the quarantine rules, there's fines. So New York is basically telling people to stay the heck out. Now, is that smart? Is that a good thing, considering their economy is going to pot and they need money infused into their city, because a lot of New Yorkers are like, I'm out of here, and if I could work, you know, from home, why the hell live in New York? Or is it smart that they got hit probably hardest by one of the nastiest strains of virus that I've seen, and they were caught with their pants down? So, you know, whether you get your power cut off or your water cut off or you get checkpoints or you're being forced to stand in line to get your temperature taken, you know, our rights are obviously up for grabs right now. And many of us are very comfortable with it because it's in the name of public health. Others are being very, very skeptical about what happens next. I mean, if they could cut your power, if they could cut your water, if they could fine you, if they could force you to be confined somewhere, what can they do next? And so how I look at it is, we need this COVID thing to end, and we need it to end fast, because I think there's a lot of liberties being taken under the guise of COVID, and there's always room for fraud. There's always room for power-hungry people to take advantage. And so even though I support public health measures, I support us locking down and masks and things like that, I don't support what we've done to small business. I don't really support the kind of discrimination that we've done with, okay, your store could be open, but yours can't, even though you both sell food and you both sell clothes. I think a lot of the arbitrary rules on when we could gather and being arrested for paddleboarding versus being able to riot and break windows and not get arrested, I think all that is kind of causing people to not have a lot of trust in the government and follow the rules. So I'm a little nervous about this, and I just say we need to keep a wary eye. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be delivering remarks at Whirlpool Corporation Manufacturing in Ohio on Thursday. Now, one person who won't be greeting the president is Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine, as he tested positive for coronavirus on Thursday. DeWine was tested as part of the required protocol before meeting President Trump at the airport. Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"For over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails, mortar-style commercial-grade fireworks, accelerants, IEDs, and other violent weapons."
You're listening to USA Radio News. The suit, which the New York Attorney General filed in a New York state court, alleges the NRA leadership spent funds improperly, engaged in self-dealings, and made false or misleading disclosures to the Attorney General and the IRS. When asked about the lawsuit, President Trump believes the NRA should move.
"I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing. But I would say that Texas would be a great place."
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters are warning that a potentially extremely active hurricane season will take place in the Atlantic. The agency expects 19 to 25 named storms, with 3 to 6 major hurricanes during the six-month hurricane season, which officially ends November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of debate on what happened in Beirut the other day. And some people are claiming that it's Hezbollah. A leading Lebanese politician says, quote, "It's crystal clear Hezbollah are in charge of the port and the warehouse." And this politician is named Baha Hariri. He's 54 years old. He said everyone in the city knew that Hezbollah controlled Beirut's port and airport, and he blames the terrorist group and corrupt government for the catastrophic explosion. Apparently, the blast even sank a cruise ship. We have 137 people thus far that have died, 5,000 wounded, 300,000 homeless. Widespread damage. Now, Bahari Hariri, whose father, Prime Minister Rafiq, was assassinated in 2005, said last night everyone in the city knew Hezbollah controlled Beirut's port and airport. It was inconceivable that the authorities did not know the deadly ammonium nitrate was stored in a warehouse there. He said the question we have to ask is how come for 6 years this combustible material was allowed to remain in the middle of the city of 2 million people? He says it's crystal clear that Hezbollah are in charge of the port and warehouse where the ammunition nitrate was stored. Nothing goes in and out of the port without them knowing. Nothing. Their decision to put it there in the middle of the city of 2 million people was an utter disaster. And now we have a destroyed city center. So this explosion happened in Beirut's time of Tuesday night. It was reportedly the size of a small nuke. They believe 300,000 people right now are left homeless. The damage is estimated to at least $5 billion. There was a cruise ship, a 120-meter-long cruise ship that capsized. The explosion, obviously, is now reigniting a lot of the political unrest and anti-government protest that has been going on now since last year. People accuse them of being incompetent, corrupt. Emmanuel Macron offered France support to the Lebanese people as he visited Beirut today, but warned the country would continue to sink unless its leaders carried out reforms. I don't know if you've seen the images, but I've never seen a cruise ship on its side, except the one that was listing, remember, in Italy? I forget the name of that ship. But I'm right now looking at a cruise ship completely on its side, probably because that half was blown out. And when you're looking at the pictures of the view of the, you just see complete demolition. So the UN, the warnings were by Ms. Hariri was given to the UN, and Israeli ambassadors said Israel found that Iran and the Quds force have begun to advance the exploitation of civilian maritime channels, specifically the port of Beirut. So they say the port of Beirut is now the port of Hezbollah. So Hezbollah is a terrorist organization in many countries, including we have, I guess, Hezbollah in the U.S. We see it in Great Britain. And in January, Britain acknowledged its political wing was also part of the terrorist group alongside its military wing. I'm not exactly sure what that means there. So we aren't sure what exactly happened. People keep saying it's an accident. It started with a fire, and then the fire caused an explosion nearby. You see the damage. They say the immediate video evidence suggests a chain of events began with a fire rather than a terrorist or military attack. And then the fire caused the very combustible ammonium nitrate to combust. Lebanese officials have said more than 2,700 tons of the chemical ammonium nitrate were stored unsafely in warehouses, and that were there since 2014. Now, how heavy was the explosion? They said it had a force of at least 500 tons of TNT. That's according to a U.S. government source who was not authorized to speak publicly. So the estimate was based on the destruction afterwards, as well as, you know, being able to see the video footage, and just it was crushing. So how far did it affect? It affected over a six-mile radius, was felt more than 100 miles away. Cyprus said they could even hear the blast. So this chemical we've seen in past accidents. We've seen a fertilizer plant in Texas, a Chinese port in 2015. And they say it stems, according to USA Today, from a tiny pellet known as a prill. This prill is routinely used as a fertilizer, and apparently it's vital to the world's food supply. So we use ammonium nitrate in mining, construction, and other heavy industries as an inexpensive and effective explosive. Millions of tons are produced annually, and it has largely replaced dynamite, which is less safe. Well, I mean, if this is supposed to be a, you know, something for fertilizing, well, people will multi-purpose things, and yeah, so they'll use it as an effective explosive. Jimmy Oxley from the University of Rhode Island, chemistry professor, said this, this ammonium nitrate now accounts for 80% of explosives manufactured in the United States. So I'd like to know where all of it is being stored. He says, or she says, I'm sorry, Jimmy says, it's a wonderful material. She said, the invention of ammonium nitrate allows us to have 7 billion people today. Now, the substance is found in nature. Commercial ammonium nitrate does have to be man-made. It is relatively inexpensive and available around the world. It's valued as fertilizer in farming for its nitrogen content and is used to make ammonium nitrate fuel oil that we use when we have to mine or construct and explode out rocks and things like that. So it's a combination of ammonia and nitric acid. It's solid as a no color. It's like a crystalline solid, but it can be processed into these little baby round pellets or prills. And so, because it has to be in a form that they could quantitate and use. It's not supposed to burn on its own, but it has a very high oxygen content. And when you concentrate it into a pearl size, it's like a little baby, it's combustible, but not on its own. So they're mixed with oil and then other combustibles to explode. So how do you store it? Well, I, from what I understand, I think it could be stored in room temperature, but it's got to be watched. You don't want it contaminated by other elements. You don't want it to be contaminated by fuel. The other thing also is a lot of these chemicals will decompose on their own. So when they decompose on their own, they could also produce heat. So you might think, well, you know, it's okay. Somebody's only smoking over there or whatever. You don't know how, you know, it doesn't have to so much be a quantity thing, especially if you don't know how much of the degradation process has occurred and how much heat. So what happens when you have an explosion? Well, it releases gases and it releases nitrogen dioxide. If you saw a little bit of orange or red, that might have been the nitrogen dioxide that came from the explosion in Beirut. You see a gray cloud with a lot of the images, but you do see a little bit of an orangish red cloud, and then you see the white mushroom cloud as the shockwave hits. So the next question is, what happens to everybody and, you know, breathing this in and exposures? So we're not really getting a lot of scoop on, you know, how, what most of the injuries are. We're kind of under the impression that many of the injuries are more mechanical and traumatic. You know, from broken glass, from being thrown over. There was a Lebanese bride, a beautiful woman that was kind of doing her videography for her wedding, and she was thrown to the side, and I'm not sure exactly what her health status is. And so, you know, as you see, people had been videotaping the fire, and then all of a sudden they got thrown to the ground when the shock wave hit. We're assuming a lot of the, like I said, injuries are more traumatic, musculoskeletal. But we also don't know that how much of, you know, fire, smoke inhalation, chemical inhalation, pneumonitis and things like that. Excuse me. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's just frustrating to see that, you know, we in this day and age don't have the proper protections and safety measures. And I understand regulations are a pain in the butt, but I guess nobody learned their lesson from Nova Scotia. In 1917, there was an explosion after two ships collided. 1,700 people died, and ammonium nitrate was involved in that. So, you know, yeah. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my state, our governor, Governor Sisolak, has declared racism a public health crisis. And we're seeing throughout the country many schools, many industry sectors are trying to do a better job at fighting racism and defining it, having employees trained. Right? Because there are some people that didn't get the memo and don't realize that, you know, certain, words or terms or songs or things like that are not considered okay. In fact, Kindergarten Cop is, I think, on the chopping block because of the way in the movie Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not a tumor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was trying to control the kindergarten class, and the way he was doing it was very militaristic. And so I guess, I think it's like Oregon is supposed to be having this film festival, and they cut Kindergarten Cop because it kind of promoted more of a, you know, policing and schools and things like that. So there's a whole new reset happening, like my friend Eric uses that term, which taught me that term, which is a very good term for this. It's kind of everybody kind of reevaluating and seeing where we're at. But a big question I get is, why are certain things still happening in the medical field that might fall under sexism or racism? You know, like for example, a lot of women are very, very frustrated that when they go in for a gynecological exam, there has to be an audience. Whereas a guy can go in, get his prostate checked, and it's just one person in the room doing the exam, and that's it. But when a female comes in, there has to be another person. All right? And, you know, and it's like, I don't understand. Why can't I get the same privacy as a male? Well, because there's lawsuits. And, you know, if somebody's going to accuse a doctor of, you know, assaulting them, you know, having a person in the room protects, you know, adds, you know, a witness for the doctor, and it adds you some extra protection that somebody's watching. But you have many females out there that really can't stand that fact that they have to, you know, have an audience when men don't. In terms of sexism in medicine, we talked about globus hystericus, we talked about hysterectomies. A lot of women or even non-female medical experts are calling for us to kind of change some of the terms that might be a little archaic and might be a little stereotypical and biased. But, you know, one thing a lot of females unfortunately suffer from in medicine is a lot of things get related to their period. You know, so they'll have some, you know, lower abdominal pain or pelvic pain. And so, okay, well, it could be an ectopic pregnancy. It could be a ovarian abscess. It could be a ovarian cyst rupture. But they could be having an honest to God appendicitis just like, you know, their male counterparts can. And so, you know, a lot of times we're just so entrenched with female body parts and how we don't want to miss a gynecological medical issue that sometimes that's thought of first. And so, you know, it's not that people are trying to be sexist or, you know, they're trying to be chauvinistic or whatever. It's just if you miss an ovarian cancer, you're in trouble. And that patient's in trouble. So you better think of the ovary first. If you have an ectopic pregnancy, that could kill her. So you have to think of it first. So we do have biases that have been okay in medicine and allowed and almost encouraged because if it's not thought of, then you put the patient at risk. But then on the flip side, you have a lot of females that are like, all they want to do is talk about my uterus and my vagina and or my breasts. And, I why can't I have some other medical condition? So it's something obviously to consider. Okay. Now, racism. All right. So an issue that I've seen in medical schools. And, you know, I have brought it up to medical school saying, guys, you know, you need to start teaching, you know, medical Spanish. You need to get students to. I brought up teaching medical Spanish to universities for years. All right. And it's not that we're trying to make student doctors bilingual. It's when you start to learn a language and you try to speak the language of the majority of your patients, you start to break down certain barriers. And for those of us that did learn the language, I had to learn what a botanica was. I had to learn what some, for example, in Spanish, many patients will say, you know, tomé la medicina. I drank the medicine. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean they actually drank it? No, it was a pill. They took a pill. But if you're culturally competent in what's going on with the Hispanic population, many times in the Hispanic population, they take it once. It's not so much a continual medication. So many times early on in my career, I found that multiple patients would only take their blood pressure medication or their cholesterol medication, their diabetes medication for a short term because they thought it was a finite treatment. So here you are having then a miscommunication if you don't understand that. I told you guys when I was training at Jules Stein for my ophthalmology rotation at UCLA, there was a Hispanic woman that didn't speak any English, and she had come in having acute onset blindness in one of her eyes. And I heard the residents sit there and kind of, you know, joke around and you know, say, look, you know, it's the tortillas and, you know, it's all the food they eat. And I'm like, I didn't like what I was hearing them say. So I went and I spoke to the patient in Spanish, and I asked her what was she told when she was diagnosed with diabetes. And she said she was told no dulces, which is no sweets. Well, there's more to diabetes than that. There's no pan, no bread, you know, papas are potatoes, and those turn to sugar. None of that was explained. Arroz, rice, and so it was just no dulces. So if you have language barriers or you have, cultural differences that aren't really understood or appreciated, you don't give the proper amount of education. And just handing a handout doesn't cut it. And then when I did dermatology, I was very, very fortunate to work at the Sepulveda VA. And at the time, many of the veterans were Vietnam veterans, World War II veterans. So there was a predominantly white population. But I was nervous that I really wanted to learn dermatology on African Americans and people of color because I realized that I'm going to be missing out on a lot of diagnoses if I don't get trained, you know, in terms of people of any sort of, you know, color or melanin composition. And so, you know, fortunately, I was also able to be trained in Las Vegas and then in a non-VA setting, because remember, those were older veterans. Now we have a lot more diversity in our military, but at the time, the veterans that were, you know, 60, 70 years old were from World War II, and you didn't have as much diversity at the time. And so, you kind of need to be trained when you learn dermatology in medical school on people of all colors. So, you know, it's whether when you hear racism in healthcare, it could be outright, you know, look, you can't pay, you're not getting service. Or we're not opening a clinic in your area of the city due to crime rates. It could be that blatant. Or it could be very subtle where it's just they weren't trained. They were only trained on white skin or they were, you know, or they don't understand cultural differences. They don't understand, you know, certain medication regimens doesn't really fit with their culture. So cultural competency is something that now many doctors are being trained on, which and medical students, which I agree with. So that's kind of where we're going from there. I just hope it's enough. 1-877-DOC-ALLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.